They were doing the Maimer in Teroir, Parshas Kisiso, on Amud Pei Hei, column Gimel.
Okay.
Smoiloi tachas l'roishi v'yiminoi techabikeni. Hashem's left hand is under my head, and his right hand hugs me. Okay, so Perik Beis, Pasuk Vav. Okay. Hinei b'inyan ha'ilamais, with regards to the world, kein derech Hashem libnei Yisrael am kerevim. This is the way, the path of Hashem, the name which means God, to the Bnei Israel, the nation that is close to Him. When above there is an arousal of a level of smol doicha, the left that pushes away, machmas maisa tachtonim, because of the actions of the below. We cause, we do things, negative things, so we cause the level of smoil, because level of pushing away to further us, by he lahem lemoshiyam, so that causes them, Hashem helps them then, at that time, Hashem is their salvation, Hashem helps them, v'goyrem, and he causes sha'ad rabbe, that on the contrary, al yideizeh, through this, yilahem nesirus rosh, that they should have, the head should be raised, smoiloi, when you cause smoil, tachas l'roshi, you cause, that the Eibishter helps us later on, if we cause smoil doicha, that the Eibishter, you know, intervenes, and he saves us, and he causes nesirus rosh. And this is also the meaning of this parsha of Kisis, Asroish Bnei Yisrael, Lifikudehem. Hashem, Sis, Asroish Bnei Yisrael, when you raise the heads of Bnei Yisrael, that is Lifikudehem, is when they remembered something wrong, like B'yay Pogdi Pakadati. Lifikudehem Pirush, Al Yidei Eze Pekida, Sheyiv Kadaleim Leroshin, Leroch Hazv Shalom. If God forbid, remembers us for something bad, God forbid, Ukilosh and Azal, as the language of our sages of blessed memory, Ein l'cha kol pikida she'ein b'mav negel. There isn't any time when the Torah says remembering that it doesn't have from the oven eagle. So in this case, what is the Pashto Pshat in the Pasik? Kisisos Reish v'Yisrael lifkudehem. Fkudeim means the numbers, but he said Taichazir of Kudeim from Loshim Pekida, B'yei Pogdi Pekadati. That this also has, so when there is Lipkudeim, it actually turns around. That Kisisa Asroish B'nai Yisrael. Hashem raises us. In the Isle Days, the Adrab, so through this, the contrary. Tisa Asroish B'nai Yisrael, you raise B'nai Yisrael. Ki Bechinas Hasmel Doiche, for the level of Smel Doiche, Ainu Dechi Legamri Chaz V'Shalom. It's not like totally pushing away. Hashem doesn't totally push us away. Hello, v'yimin mekarevus. This small doicha is to bring about the yimin mekarevus. The right hand to be close. V'zehu v'yimin noitech habikeni, and that is his right hand hugs me. Asher ki yipel lo yutol chas v'sholem. Because when he falls, he will not be taken away. It's like somebody. Let's say you give him a push with your left hand, but then you put your right hand underneath him, so that when he falls, he shouldn't hurt himself. He shouldn't actually fall. So that the chia is not a chia; it's yipoil. When he falls to yutal, but he will not be taken away. God forbid.
Is this a sheiki yipoil lo yutal? Is that a
pasuk?
It is a pasuk.
Yeah, there's a pasuk going on. She yipoil lo yutal. I think it's a pasuk somewhere. I have to look it up. So what it says from this pasuk and the kisisul of Kudeim, smil tachz rosh v'yimin tachav keni, that it's not totally a push off, a push away, but it's something to bring the person later on close. In order to understand this concept, in our service to Hashem, ksiv, it's written, hakoil koil Yaakov. So we take a look at the pasuk. It says the voice is the voice of Yaakov. But the word koil is written differently the first time and the second time. The first time, base pam koil. Echad belay vav. The first time is without a vav. Echad be vav. And the second time, one with a vav. Ki base koil is same because there's two voices. Echad le toira, echad le tefila. Once for toira, one for tefila. There's a koil with a vav, without a vav, a koil with a vav. One is for toira, one is for tefila. Vehine is going to explain now in the value and to comparison between Torah and Tefillah. Pa'am Amru, sometimes our sages tell us the Talmud Torah kineged kulam, that the study of Torah is equal to everything. And this is also what we just learned in Tanya, in the Shir Tanya, that the level of Talmud Torah, you bring down the mamash, the Ein Sof itself, it's even greater than mitzvahs. But here it says that Talmud Torah is greater, keneged kulam. Upam ifligu miyoid, and at times they praised, the Chachamim praised very much, b'shevach, and the praise milas of the advantage at tefillah of davening v'yishi keneged hakarbonis, that it corresponds to the karbonis. So we say, Moshel brings down that the Rashbi v'chavedov, they weren't mafsik even, I think in the previous Maimer, in Tetzaveh, that they weren't mafsik, in the end of Tetzaveh, in the first Maimer Tetzaveh, that they were not even mafsik for Tefillah,
right,
because they had a level of Torah.
Right.
But on the other hand, sometimes we are praising very much the greatness of Tefillah that is connected to Kabbalahs. Ach Shneim Emes, but it's both of them true. Keim Chalukim B'inyonam, because they are different in their matters, they approach, there are different things here. So tefillah ibi b'chinas milmata l'mayla. Tefillah is from below to above. That means that the person elevates himself through his davening to Hashem. The Torah brings down, but Torah ibi b'chinas milmayla l'mata, that brings down Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, from above to below. To explain this matter, kihine inyan atfilah, what is davening? Hikiyu ma mitzvahs kriyas shema v'ahavta. Davening is fulfilling the mitzvah of the shema, that we're in the shema, but it says v'ahavta, you should love v'gomer. K'mo yishikosud mokam achar. So the Torah says, I have a mitzvah to love. So the love is expressed through the davening. The davening creates the love. And for that, on that path, Tiknu Gamkin Kol Seder HaTefillah Koydnum Kriya Shema. They instituted, the sages instituted also the entire order of the davening that precedes Shema. Kidei Shi Kabel Alov B'Kriya Shema V'Avto B'Emes K'mashiz B'Ol HaKamah. So in order for the person to truthfully fulfill the love, the mitzvah of love of Hashem truthfully, so we have to have this preparation of the pieces that come so that he can really have a, as he will explain. What is the path that brings the person to this love? Is what's written, see, I've given before you today you have the choice of life which goes together with good, or death which goes together with evil. And Hashem says you choose in life to love God your God, for He is your life. So he says, what is this meaning? What does it mean to choose the Chayim V'Toyim Mavas V'Ra, which means in every item that we approach, there is two parts to it. There is the external part, the Gashmizdik part, which is the Mavas and the Ra, which is not the important part. And then there is the inside, the inherent part, which is the Toiv, which is the good. You have to choose, and you have to take advantage of the good side, not of the Ruchni, the spiritual. Ki b'chol davar b'olam hazeh, for in every item in this world, yesh gashmis v'ruchnis, there is the physicality and the spirituality. V'ruchnis v'achayus aliki, the spirituality and the godly vitality, hu chayim v'toif, that's life and that's good. V'hagashmis, and the physicality, hu mavis, that's dead v'ra, and it's bad. What I mean, it doesn't last. It doesn't. The spirituality is eternal. It's chayim. It's life. It's eternity. But that's mavara shu kol lo v'nifsa. that is goes away and it's lost. Eventually the Gashmis is nadir. So from this a person sees, when you see that lefanecha chayim mos v'toiv and ra, you see this difference between the ruchnis and the gashmis. So from this the person can see shame shagashmi is called over, just like the physicality of every item but legabe ruchnis amechayeyu is secondary, is negated to the spiritual item that gives life to him. So what is the main thing of everything? It's not the thing that is bad, that is lost, but it is the spirituality of the item. So likewise, also not only in the general gashmis, but the person sees it within himself. The body is secondary and is negated relative to the spirituality and the vitality in him. So what is the person? The person is his spirituality. The physical is secondary to his spirituality. Lochein, therefore, oyev chay es chay nafshi b'moid moid. The person loves his life, the life of his soul, very, very much. Why? Because that's the main thing. It's not the body. Kain. So likewise, this causes the reina satv nechaz chayim es toiv la'ava es Hashem elekecha. That will bring you to love God, your God. Why? Because Cain, the Yisur Mekain, likewise, and even more than likewise, more than this, Yesh lo adom lehoiv es Hashem. There is to a person to love God. Kasher yistakil bein sichloi, when a person looks with the eye of his intellect, meaning there is the physical eye, but then there is the logical, the seichel eye that you see with your eye, b'riyah chushis, with the actual seeing, kihu chayecha mamish, that he is actually your life. Shehu makir, that he is the source, v'chayi achayim, and the life of life. This life that we say that gives us, we just gave an example. So who's the life of that life? Who's the source of this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you love chayi nafshi b'ma'id, of course you will love the source, the one that gives you that life. So, and this is also the, and that, so that explains the pasuk of the Ein Satav Necha Yom Sechaim Stevis Mavzera Ubacharta Bachaim LaAve Hashem Alekecha. So the way to reach the Ave is by looking what's Mavis and Ra and what's Chaim and Toiv, and this will create you the real Ein Sichlis to love Hashem. And this is also the concept that we say before the davening in the Pesukei Dezimra. We say Bechol Tzva Hashemayim L'cho Mishtachavim, all the armies of the heavens bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. K'may Merazal, as the sages tell us, of blessed memory, Shacha Moshe Kaz B'maydi Mayrev, that the sun sets on the west, U'mishtachav Elekoino, and it bows to its acquirer, to Hashem. V'chein Kol HaMazolis, and also all the mazels bow down. So why do they do that? Bavur sheroyim umasigim, for they see and they grasp chayusim vekayumim, their vitality, their existence, hamehavim mechayoyisum mekayimim, that gives, sustains them, that creates them, sustains them, gives them life and sustains them, mekayimim, sustains them. So v'zehu, so this is also the idea of the realization. Why do they bow down? Is because they recognize the Chayis. So idea is that we should recognize where our Chayis comes from. We should recognize that it's Hashem that gives us the Chayis. The Zohu, and this is the meaning, Rei nosat lefanecho, see, I've given before you. That a person will see this with his eyes, b'riyachushis, with an actual vision, because he sees his life and his existence. And likewise he sees, he sees that the armies of the heavens are bowing down. Through this he will reach the level of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart, which is b'shnei yitzarecha, with both of your inclination. Shafilu hayetzer hara hu nichla ubatl neged Ahavta Hashem. That even the evil inclination will also be subdued and also be bottled against, towards the love of Hashem. Ukemoy Shom Razal, as our sages tell us, a blessed memory, that battle Ritzoyn Chomi Pnei Ritzoynei, that one should negate his own wishes because of the wishes of Hashem. Pirush, what does it mean? The fisha avzu habo machmasri chushis kuzub. For this love, which comes from this actual seeing, ein areichei leho, there is no comparison to it. That's the greatest level. V'lenimso the gmoso klal binyonim gashmi. There could be no similarity. We don't find in physical matter such a strong conviction. Who can be compared to you? Who can be equal to you? Who can be any value relate to Hashem? So, but this is only a riyah which comes in the love of Hashem. That has to be, that level of vision has to be constantly, eternal and constantly. The person who doesn't look at this constantly, all of Nemar with regards to him, it's written that the fool goes in darkness. The wise person has his eyes in his head. He always holds it in front of his eyes, his vitality and his existence, from the blessed light of the Ein Sof. And he always keeps that in mind. And this way it'll be the love of Hashem will always be stuck in his heart. And his heart, soul will be tied in the living God. A wondrous and powerful knot. La'ad forever. For eternity. This is the force of the great return, the force that comes from a return of tshuva, tshuva yatid, betodir and constantly, haniska b'zayir HaKadosh, which is mentioned in the Zayir, Holy Zayir, litikum pegam abris, to correct the pegam of one's bris, of one's covenant. Kibris hu inyan iskashrus, because bris is the idea of iskashrus, of connecting, or begedusha hu inyan iskashrus nafshei, and in kedusha that iskashrus is to tie the soul b'shor shei v'chayusei in his root and his chayis. Ubehepech zel lezumazeh, and the opposite, one opposite the other, hu iskashrus, that is the tying down, but tavi selam hazeh, in the desires and the lusts of this world, v'tanug is b'nei odom, and the delights of the people, v'lochein hatikunu, therefore the correction is to turn his heart from one extreme, from one opposite to the other opposite, from one extreme to the other extreme, to connect his soul in his root and in his vitality, which is comes from Hashem, shehu kel chay v'kayim, he is a living and existing God, b'chinas bris hamakashin, in a way of a covenant that ties, umam shechachayis, and it draws down the vitality b'chinas soiv kulalmi, from the level that surrounds the world, liyis malak kulalmi, to be in the world lahachis nefesh kol choy, to give life soul to all living things, ruach kol b'sarish, in the spirit of all the flesh of men, shetiyad veikas amiti utmidi. There should be a constant dvekas, zeu yatir v'todir, and this is more and constant. Lo yidai b'zeh, it's not sufficient. Ma'iris abe b'shas atfilo ukayetzaboy, that he arouses during the time of davening is similar. V'achach chalav zoy beres, then it goes away. Kedixiv koravai l'chol koyrov l'chol ashgru v'emes. It's those who call him with truth. Truth is v'as emes tikin la'atzi. That means that's a love that stays forever. Shekim v'adargi v'chulu. That is temporary. So therefore, that is true. That is the kesher that stays all the time. That is shuva yatir and betodir. That is all the time. We're doing the maimer in Torah and Parshas Kisisa. The maimer Samoil Tachas L'Roshi. We're up to Anpevov Amud Aleph, the column Aleph. And what we've been learning here is that the kisisa, which means raising the heads of the Bnei Yisrael, the way it translates it over here is lifi chudehem, is when there is a remembrance, sometimes when there is actually something which is l'ra'ah, like we know that in kol pikida that doesn't have from the cheta egel, so there is something negative, yet from the negativity comes out the kisisa, just like the through the smoyle tachas l'roishi is v'yimine techabkeni, that although there's the level of smoyle doicha, but nevertheless ki yipa lo yutal, you still have the yimine techabkeni. And he went on talking about the idea of ri'iyah, re'ei nosati lefanecho, as a chayim v'zatoiv, and a person to realize that the gashmi is something which is mavis and da, and it's not important because that doesn't last. It is the ruchni is a chayim v'zatoiv, and the Eibishter tells us that that will bring you la'abas Hashem alikecho, because you'll realize that Hashem is also the toiv for you. That is the chayim. But then he went on talking about that has to be a constant reminder to the person, Tommy, to be able to see that level of Riyah in such a level. And especially, you know, that it says, bros down from the Zoyar, to be misakin, the pagam, that you need to, instead of being the person being tied down to Taivis, to the Gashmis, to the Taivis of the Olam Hazeh and the Pagama Bris, you have to be able to connect to Hashem Tomid in a constant way, to remember this is Bechela Yatir with more force, where the person connects on a continuous way. That should be all the time. Alright, so we'll go weiter. So vihine, and that is, he calls that a vision, an actual vision. A person sees with his seichel, he realizes that it's Hashem that is the one that gives him the chayim, that is the worthy of connecting. The only real thing that is connect to. Hine b'chinas riyachush yizu, this vivid actual seeing hamivia lidei avazu, that brings to that level of love that we said that re'ei nosati lefanecho, that will bring la'avas Hashem alikecho, nimshach li Yisrael milamaylo, that is extended to the Yidden from above, meaning that the Yidden themselves cannot reach really that level of ri'iyah from the mitzad der madrege of themselves. But that is comes from above. Kimei shekosuv, like the pasuk says, v'Hashem aleihem yeroeh. Hashem will be visible on them. He will show himself to them. So it's Hashem that it comes to them. That it comes milamaylo for the yidden to get that level of yireh. V'yotzo kaborok chitzoy, and like a lightning, his arrow will come out. Zehu hamshoche. This is the hamshocha, the extension that's extended, v'ha'ore, and that shine, shemeir ubol Yisrael, that shines, and that comes to the Yisrael, liyis aleihem yira, so that they have the level of yira. Which means, how would they get the level of yira? The level of vision. The level of fear, or here it's yiroh, the level of vision, to be able to see, ri'iyah, right? The yira comes through the level of, bol Yisrael liyis aleihem yira, or liyis aleihem yiroh, oh, that's why, it's not yira here, it's yiroh. Mm-hmm. So it comes to them to be at them, like the poskes, v'ashem aleihem yiroh, to have the level of ri'iyah. Lira is be'oir Hashem chaya chayim, to be able to see in the light of Hashem who is the life of life, the blessed life of life, with a actual seeing and to cleave to him. So that comes from Hashem. Hashem gives us that level of yira. And this is now, he's going to explain, this is what the whole preparation of the davening is, to get to that level of riyah that comes from Mailu. and for this path, for this one reason, they instituted lifnei kriya shema, before the shema, because in shema is where we actually say v'ahavta, where we have to be mekayim the level of ava, right? So before the shema, they instituted to say kol seder ha-tefillah, the entire order of the tefillah, which we do before the Shema, and then we say Ubirchas HaShachar, and the blessings of the morning blessings. So what do we do in the morning blessing? The morning blessing we say Baruch Ato, blessed are you. But Baruch Ato also means to extend, you are to be extended. Because we ask Sheyoyir Lonu Oyir Havaye Bizgalus, so that the light of Avaya should shine to us openly in a revealed way. So, because we say it comes milamayla, so we're basking Hashem that it should reveal to us. Kideishi kabla lo bikriya shema, in order for him, for the person to accept upon himself when he reads the shema, the mitzvahs v'ahavto be'emes, so that he should really love, in true love v'ahavto. So he's asking Hashem, Baruch Ato, he's bringing down Hashem, he's asking Hashem to grant him that. V'zehu Havaye Eloikeinu. This is what we say, Baruch Ato Hashem Eloikeinu. We say Hashem Eloikeinu. What is Hashem Eloikeinu? Kihine Omru Razal, for our sages say that, and he's going to explain that Eibishter has a special connection, the Elikeinu, the connection that the Eibishter has is our God, is the God of the Bnei Yisrael. Because our sages say that Gedolim Yisrael Yoser Mimalochim, that the Yisrael are greater even than the angels. In one way, how do we see that? The Gemara says, Shemamtinim Loimar Kodesh Achi Yisrael Emrim Lamato. They have to wait to say Kodesh until the Yidden, the Yisrael, say Lamato Kodesh, then the angel can say. And since the angels have to wait for the Yisrael, means that the Yisrael is great. So he says, V'lechayir ein amuban. But this is not understood. How could it possibly be such a thing that the Yisrael are greater than the angels? It's ein amuban. Sheyiyye Yisrael ze lo'odom, that this person should have this such an advantage. The Yosef Olam Hazeh, while he is in this physical world, in this world, Melubash Beguf Gashmi, while he is dressed up in a physical body, how could he be greater than the angels? Ve'elcha Adam, and there is no person Shein Neiflim Loi Machshav Azoris, who bad or strange thoughts enter his mind. I'll call upon him minimally Machshava Shizora Etzloi. Relative, at least, minimally, a person gets strange thoughts which are strange relative to him. Lifi Erech HaGodol Lifi Godloi, relative to the great one according to his greatness. V'HaKotn Lifi Kotnei, and the small one according to his level. So that is the level of person. So there is no person that is immune from at least the Machshava Zori according to his level. And on the other hand, you have the Vahamalochim, Kulam Emdim, Brum Oilam. They all stand in the Rum Oilam, the elevated of the world. Mufshotim, they are totally separated, they're not undressed. Michoimer Agufa Gashmi, from the material of the physical body. They don't have a physical body. They're moshed. V'kulam oisim be'ema uvir yiru rechein koinam v'vav yimei breishis. All of them are doing with fear, with awe and with fear, the will of their acquirer, the will of Hashem, beginning from the vav yimei breishis, from the 6 days of creation. Belishum bitl, that's without any waste or any interruption, even for one instant. There is no interruption. And now we're saying that the Malachim have to wait for the Yidden because the Yidden are on a greater level than them. How could that be? Ach, however, Hine HaMalachim Ein Emrim Kodesh Bitzad Atzmam. The Malachim don't say Kodesh because of themselves. The Kodesh that they say is because of the vitality that expands and is extended to them. What they receive, a chayis, which expands to them and comes down on them. Rak shehem einem tefsim mokim. They do not grasp any place. Lifnei chayis alakus, before the godly vitality and energy hashoyde besoicham that rests in them. So when they become the malachim, that creation, they don't take up any space. They become totally bottled to the chayis that comes to them, and therefore they are a non-entity. And the malachim are a non-entity. It's the chayis that is within the malachim. V'hamshachas v'ispashtus achayis shebahem. It is the extension and the spreading out of the chayis that is allotted to them, that goes down to the end. He is the one that says, that does, that speaks and does as they want. There's nobody preventing. So there is no malachim there. There is no barrier. There is no other thing. It's a totally. It's only the chayis v'ispashtus. Malachim k'siv b'hogor. And that's why by Hagar, it says in the Pasuk, that Tikra Shem Hashem Hadoyver Eloh. She referred to the name of God that spoke to her. What does it mean, the name of God? It was an angel, we said before, that spoke to her. Right? So she calls the name of Hashem who spoke to her Atokel Roy, she calls him, right? She calls him Atokel. But what does it mean she called Hashem? She called the Malach of Hashem. Because there was no malach over there, really, in essence. Because the malach isn't something separate from the Shem Havaya, from Hashem that energizes, from the chayis that gives energy to the malach. V'hu ha-malach shedibur imo. But that's really the malach that spoke to her. Still, she calls him what? The Pasuk says that she called the name of Hashem. V'chein b'malachim shabo etzel Avraham. Likewise, by the malachim that came to Avraham, it's written, v'yoymer. So the malach said, Shoiv Oshuv Eilecha. He says, I will return to you. What does it mean, I will return to you? Who is he to say? How does a malach know? A malach is just an agent of Hashem. How is a malach to know, I am going to return to you next year? How does he know? He doesn't know. David wants to do, right? How is he speaking as if he is the one that is going to decide that he's going to come back? But it means is that it wasn't him saying. The Malach was saying what Hashem is saying. It's Hashem saying, Shoyv Oshuv Eilecha. Ubishluch HaShemachon Amar Leikein. He was really saying it as an agent of Hashem. Kiilu Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chveidu Ba'atzmi. It's as if Hashem himself says it. Behind you, and that is lefishein tevsim mokoim, because they do not take up, they don't take up space neged chayis alakus amedaber bohem, against, relative to the godly life which speaks in them. Ve'enom, what do they serve, these angels? Rak maiver, they're only a vehicle to pass through them. Shal yideim yumshach adibur va'pu'ula lamata, through the angel. God's act, God's speech affects below, but it's not them, it's really the speech himself, is Hashem himself. And this extension and this flow that comes to the angels, that's by way of the Hishtalshlus evolution, goes from one madrig to the other madrig, like the Pasuk says, V'koro ze el ze. They call one to another V'omar Kodesh. What does it mean V'koro ze el ze? Targumoy. What does it mean? How does it translate V'koro ze el ze? U'mikablin dein min dein. They receive one from another, which means that's a level of ishtalshul, is going from one level to the other level. Elosha b'loshin. Mikra, but in the language of the Pasuk, Nemar El Hamashpim, it's written, those who give the flow, Shekoyre Umamshich Shefa Zelozet, that he calls for that, and Mamshich Shefa Zelozet. You know, like you say, you call for heat. You know, the thing calls for to draw down.
Yeah.
I mean, it calls for the flow to come down one to the other. Ublashin Targum Nemar Alamekabu, and in the Targum Lashin, one who receives is written Bechinas Nukva, the level of Nukva. So it means that Vekara, the one that gives the Mashpia, is a Loshon Zohar, Vekara. And the Mekabel, that's why Vekara is the Mashpia. Vekara is El Zeh, Mashpia, one to the other, it's Loshon Zohar. And the recipient is Loshon Kepa. V'hinei, and behold, Mitzad HaChayis, from the perspective of that Chayis that's in the angels, L'shayich lo'imar ala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shehu Kodesh Umavdol. It doesn't apply to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is holy and that he's separated. The mashma, because that would mean sheyesh oy dover nifrod, that there is something additional which is separate. The yesh zulosoy, there is something besides that. Aruchayis elushu kadosh movement, but it's holy and separate. Ube'emes. Omrim, in truth, they say, "Ayim mekayim kvei dechuluk meshkotz b'makom achar." So that means that there is a mekayim kvei. Ayim mekayim kvei doesn't mean that it's kaddish, but where it is, meaning they want to find the mekayim kvei, so it's takanat kaddish umavdo with regards to the chayis. But then we go down the level from level to level. Yisrael, until that vitality energy descends, extends below to the Yidden. Hamalubashim begufa gashmi, who are dressed in the physical body. Shuhu dover nifrod v'yesh b'fnei atzmi. Now, unlike the malachims who are not separate, here by the person, by the human being, it dresses up in the physical body, which is something which is separate. It is as yesh by itself. Umechasen, it covers, master, and it blocks kedushas achayis, the sanctity of that chayis, of that vitality. For us, and then, through the arousal of below, which means bibitl gufa gashmi, by nullifying, subjugating the physical body, legabe haruchnis, towards the spirituality, umaker achayis sheboy, and the root of the chayis that's in him, bihigolis oir havaya lamato, when the light of havaya is revealed below. Because we said Baruch Ata, we extended the light below, and now the person mitzad esrusa del tato is subjugating himself, as we said, he is meditating and realizing, no, that it's not the gashmis, it's the ruchnis.
Sorry, can I just
question? Sure.
His question was, how can the angels say that he's kadosh? Because that would imply that there's something beside himself. That's right. That
what?
Wasn't that the original question?
No, one second. What he said was that the level of Kodesh is not the highest of the angel, because it doesn't apply to the highest of the angel, it doesn't apply to say Kodesh. Because that is for the Chayis. It only applies, the level of Kodesh does not really apply to the Chayis of the angel. I mean, that's the energy that comes down, the Bishtaushlus, the Korah, Zeh, El Zeh, that they go down from one to another, is not the Chayis But it is Mitzari didn't finally. Let's just finish the sentences and then we'll go back for a minute. But with Mitzad Aguf, and because of the body, by the by Shaykh Loimar Elov Yizbarech, so over there it applies to Seishu Kodesh Umuvdo, that he is holy and separated. So he says V'lochein, and that's why Gam HaMalochim Emrim Kodesh. That's why the Malochim also say Kodesh Ugoim. Sha'ore V'amshoch Zu She'Yisroel Mamshichim Lemato. For this light and this extension that the Yidden bring down below, Oyveres Derech HaMalochim, that passes through the Malochim. V'Gimel Pamim Kodesh, and the three times Kodesh represent Keneged Gimel Tzimtzumim Sheyesh Derech Klal. There are generally three Tzimtzumim that take place three times Kodesh. Ad Sheyumshech V'Yispashet Lemato Ha'orezu, until the Ha'orez should be extended below Liyeis Nikra, so that he be called B'Shem with the name Hashem Tzvokas, Kodesh 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 Shem Tzvokas. Shebuchol Eilu HaTzimtzumim, for all these contractions, Kodesh Muvdol, Hashem is separated in Muvdol. So basically what he was saying to you is like this, so far, just to answer your question, but we didn't end it yet, So far what he said, the Bechlal, the Kodesh Kodesh does not apply to the Malachim themselves, because A, they themselves are totally bottled to the Chayis, and in the level of the Chayis, it doesn't make sense to say Kodesh. For the level of the Chayis. So therefore, that doesn't really apply to them to say Kodesh. Kodesh really applies to whom? To the, when it comes down to the Neshama Beguf. Because over here, since the Guf is a Yesh, and it's something which is Master, so all of a sudden you see that it's Kodesh. What is the level of Kodesh? The level of Kodesh is three Kodeshes that it comes down to the person. Why? Because of the three Tzimtzumim, general of Bri, Yitzir, Asiya, those are the three Tzimtzumim that it comes down. So let's continue. And that goes through where? That goes through the Malachim. So he's going to say that the real level of Kodesh comes, that's why the Malachim have to wait for the Bnei Israel. Let's just take one more.
I understand, but it doesn't make sense to me to say that the angels don't have a conception that Hashem is Kadosh, even from them. If they're the ones praising, saying Kadosh, they obviously have some Hasada that Hashem is moved out from.
The point over here is Punkt Fakert. Because the point over there is that Hashem isn't moved out from them. It's not that they have a Hasada that He is moved out. The point here is that Hashem isn't moved out from them. Because that they are what they are the Or themselves.
No, it's they're the Or, but since it's Derech Hishtalshlus.
No. Oh no, but by them, since they themselves don't block on the Or, by them it's not with Derech Tzimtzum right now. It's not with Derech Tzimtzum to them. They have, because they are not a separate. Okay, let's look inside and we'll see. Shemishpashet lemato biYisrael. This ray and this extension that extends below by the levat laguf elov yisbarich to subjugate the body to Hashem, yesh lo yisroin al ha'oir, that has an advantage over the light v'chayis hamishpashet b'malochim, over the light v'chayis that extends the malochim. Ki yisroin oir abo menachoshech, that's the advantage of light that comes from the darkness. Sheyesh lo toisefes oir v'simcha, that there is an additional light and joy. Shagam haguf nasim erkov lechudi yisborech. So also the body becomes a chariot for Hashem's unity. V'lochein emrim, and that's why they say Hashem elikeinu shalonu mamish, meaning that it's our God. Why is it our God? Kimo yal derech moshul, by way of example, ha'odom ispoir es atzme b'shaloi. A person will praise himself what is his. Abba b'chin es regel shaboi, even if it's a regel, but it's his. He would not praise himself with somebody else's hand, which is more important, since it's not his. This ray and this extension, even though it's only a ray and a shine, Lonsh Yordo Mata Mata, that has descended below, V'hi B'chines Regel, and that is only a level of, like the leg, L'ikir Ho'er Shomailo, to the main light of above, She'ei Ne'yichayla L'ispashe B'tech HaGuf, that cannot expand within the Guf, because the main light is too powerful for the Guf to accept, so it's only a drop of a light. That big light, that's called like the head relative to this light. Nevertheless, this is our God, it's ours. You are children to God, your God. Ubro karada buha, and the son is the leg of the father, meaning the son of Shinasi, kimoi bichinas regal, legabe ha'odom, it's a foot with regards to the person. So let it be a foot, but it's part of the person himself. Shu'as misechot. Belochin omr razal, that's why I say this, say, batel ritsoincho mipnei ritsoinoi, that you should nullify your desire, because the desire of Shem, behind Ulias, b'chinas regel eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is, you should become a regel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'liyis batel etzli, to be subjugated and batel to Hashem, v'lasu d'tzoyne, shekamo yisho regel, batel gabe ha, Odom, just like the foot is nullified next to the person, call Shach Mitzvaten, wherever he wants, he takes him. Ben Lerotim Bechefet Achar Klal. The Hamshach HaDvorim that we learned seems to be the Alter Rebbe began to say that this Riyah, a person's vivid realization and seeing the Ein Sof, or the Chayis that gives him life, the Chaya Chayim, that brings him to the Ava, is something which comes from above. And we ask for it by saying, Baruch Ato. And then we say that it should come down to us, that the Hashem Yeroe, and we ask that it should be Hashem Elokeinu. So Hashem Elokeinu means it should be our God, but what it means is that it should come down in a way that it's His. And then the Alter Rebbe goes on to explain what does it mean, Elokeinu, that it's His God. That this idea of Elokeinu only applies to a Yid in a Guf who can say that it's Elokeinu, that it's become His. It is His. Even though the level that does come down is a small level of Oir, because it's gone through many Tzimtzumim, it's gone through many contractions, and that is, as he gives the Moshul, like a Regel. It's like the foot, which is the lowest of the parts of the limbs of the body, relative to the Roish, which may have a great Gilui, but yet it's still a foot of that body. So it's a Gilui of that body because that revelation has become His, is become Elokeinu, that Riyah Chushis that he sees that's going to bring him to the Ava is going to become His. So he goes in to explain that this is only applicable to the Yisrael, it doesn't even apply to the Malachim. So, he brings in, and that's why, even though by the Malachim, they are in a higher Madrege, and yet the Gemara says they have to wait, the Razal say they can't say Kodesh until the Yisrael. Why is that, as the Alter Rebbe asked over here? So he explained that the Kodesh that the Malachim say is because of the chayis that is within them. That chayis that is in the malachim, they're saying kodesh. That chayis is kodesh from them, because they are totally bottle. But that bittel that they have towards that chayis that comes down in the angels, they're saying kodesh to that chayis. The angels are saying kodesh to that chayis that is nimshech in them, is in such a way that their total become bottle. So they lose themselves. So it's not anymore, it's not going to be their elikeinu. It's not going to be theirs, because there's no theirs over there, as the Alter Rebbe explains, because just by Hagar, by them there is total bittel. So, therefore, their level, they just serve as vehicles basically for the oil to go through them. Without taking in that oil, they lose themselves. There is no angels over there, because they're totally bottled to the oil. And the Alter Rebbe adds that from the perspective of the chayis, we can't say kodesh, kodesh. The kodesh is only because of the malachim themselves. Because from the perspective of the chayis that comes down to the malachim, that would mean, if they would say kodesh, that there is something else besides them, which is higher than him. But there is nothing, because they are the chayis, they are the Ein Sof. That's another thing that we have to deal with, because we're talking about here Bri Yitzi Asiya, and that we say over here, the Alter Rebbe explains over here that they are the Ein Sof themselves, the chayis that's within them. And I noticed that in the Maariv Mekoymes there's a discussion about that, but in the back from different Maimorim. But in any event, over here, the bittel of the malachim towards the chayis is such a bittel which they sort of don't exist. But when the Yidden receive that oil, eventually when it goes through the Ishtalshlus, to the Kodesh, 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 to the three levels of and the three levels of Bri Yitzi Asiya, until it comes down to the Neshama Beguf, which blocks. Now, because of the Guf, we say Kodesh Umuftu, because it's no longer the Oyer V'chayis. We're talking about from the body's perspective. And then there is also already the level of Kodesh for the Malachim, because that Oyer does descend, but the Malachim's level in of itself, it looks like there would not be the level of Kodesh, because even though by the Malachim it's Kodesh, but there it's total bittel over there. So there is non-existence of the Malachim. And therefore, but when the Yidden say Kodesh, that causes the Malachim also to say Kodesh. But the point here is, the Kodesh of the Yid is the Bittel Hayesh, is taking the body which is separate, and there is Choshech, is Yisrael Emetecha Choshech, to make the body also recognize, so that now you have the person, the body, the physical goof, the neshamin, the goof, becoming bottle. So it becomes Hashem Elikeinu, as opposed to when the neshama, it's milachilah not separate because the neshama is bottled. So they say Kaddish, but in essence they are non-existence. Because the malachi, when they say Kaddish, since they're not a goof, they're not machase, they're not mailim, so it's not a yesh that is mevatel, so it's not become theirs, because there is no theirs. Something like that, it seems to me. This is shver, I need some more hasbara in the maimer that we were learning. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We're doing now the maimer of Kisisa, in the maimer of Smeretach Zeresh, we're doing page 12. Let's go on the bottom of page of column Aleph. Now, it's still not so clear to us. I mean, the Lashon, again, the Lashon that he spoke about, that the Malachim, he started off the paragraph, the Malachim don't say Kaddish because of themselves, only because of the Chayis that's extended in them. So it's Mashma that he's trying to say that it is the Chayis that is Kaddish. But then he says later on that mitzad the chayis pasnish doesn't fit the union of kaddish, because that would be that there's something kaddish removed. Also, the lashon of the words ad she nimshach, which seems to follow somewhere, it has to, seems like there's almost a parenthesis over here that has to be continued. But the real kaddish, as he says, the maimer is. Applies to Neshamas Yisrael, because the goof is separate, and they are able to be mevatel their goof when they recognize their goof. So then it becomes a likenu. So, and this is the maila of a likenu dafke by a yid, where he is a separate entity. The entity of a malach isn't separate from his chayis. So the only way it comes out that the Malachim say Kaddish, it's only because they follow the Yid, because by the Yid it's a level of Kaddish. Because by the Malach, Be'etzem, it's not Kaddish. Because by the Malach, it's his Chayis, and it's not him. And therefore, in the level of the Chayis, it doesn't make sense to say Kaddish, because it's not something that is separate. Okay, I'm not so clear. So let's go weiter. We're down the bottom over here. He says that this becomes Elikenu, it becomes the Yid's level, because it's because even though it's a small level, it's a low level, it's only like the level of the Regel, but it's the person's Regel. In other words, it's a small level, but it's still Shaykh to the person. That's why it's Elikenu. All right, so we're doing the bottom. The last line of the page. This is what he says in the beginning of the morning blessing. It says, "Hanoisin lasech vivino lahavchin ben yoim uvein loyla." He gives to the sechvi, to the tarnagel, he gives understanding to distinguish between day and night. He says, "Ki yisoyrus b'chinas ha'ave v'hayira." Because the arousal of the human being, whether it's the level of his love to Hashem or it's the level of fear Hashem, Shabbala Odom, that come to the person, Eino mitzad atzmon. That's not in of themselves. It's not because the Odom, the person himself, Ki'im, but rather Shabbala mil mailo, that comes to him from above, Al yidei b'chinas Sechvi. That comes to the person with the level of Sechvi. The Sechvi, that's Ruchnius, that's a spirituality, Sheyesh Lemailo, that there is above, Shehu Amavchin, which distinguishes, that level of Ruchnius distinguishes, Ben Yoim Uvein Laila, between day and night, the Hainu Ben Chesodim the Gvuris, between Chasod Megvuris Al Yidei Hamshachas Bina Ilah, by bringing down the level of Bina Hanoisin LaSechvi, gives to the Sechvi the level of Bina to distinguish between Yom Alay, between Av and Yir. V'chein Al Derech Zeh Kol shar habrachas, all other brachas. So, what he's basically saying, Baruch Ato, in other words, that the Hashem should bring down to us Hashem Elikeinu, because it becomes our God. In other words, in the person's avoda. So what should come down? The noisin lasechvi, that it gives the level of bina to distinguish between av and yira, which is the person what he uses in as avodas Hashem. And likewise, similar to this, kol shara brachas, all other brachas. All other brachas are hamshachas that you see that you bring down from above to the person. Also the whole order of davening, the mizbeinabem, to one who thinks about the davening. And one who is wise and understands the different thing will find how all the brachas and all the avedis at tefillah gives the person that that level of riya that brings him to the av. But in order to extend to the person this love that comes from above, tzarich mitchila, so first he needs to levatish es haguf, to bang up the body, ulachniyoy, and to subdue it, ulahashpiloy, and to degrade it, b'mirirus, through bitterness, k'mashkosim mokumachar. It says in other places, k'dikisiv, as the pasuk states, korev Hashem l'nishbrei lev, ve'ezdake ruach yeshia, that Hashem is close to those who are broken of heart, and those who are pressed of spirit, God helps. K'dikisiv, like the verse says, ziv chelikim, Ruach Nishbara, that the offering for Hashem, for the Shem Elikim, is the Ruach Nishbara, is the broken heart. What does it mean, Zivche Elikim? How is that an offering for Elikim? So he says, Ki Bechdei Sheyum Shel Bechinas Havaya, Lebechinas Elikim, so that the level of Havaya should be extended to the level of Elikim, Shalonu should become Elikeinu, should be our God. Tzorich Mitchila Lasei Zivche Elikim. So first we have to make a zebach Elikim, an offering for Elikim. Shederachahu nimshach b'chinas Havaya. Through that offering, the Havaya can come down, and that is through the person's bittul, through his bitush the guf lachnoa and the shiflus and the through the meriris, and that causes the Shem Havaya to come down in the Shem Elikim. V'hine kol zeh, all this nikra isarusa delatato milmato lemaylo v'inyan atfila. That's all called arousal from below, which is from the bottom to the top. That's the idea of tefila. So all these inyanim that we're learning over here, that the person has to elevate himself, he has to start isarusa delatato to get down and to prepare himself to come to the level of ava. This is all Isarusa de Latata. This is all the work from the person below. But that's the level of Tefillah. Tefillah is considered Milmata Lamaila. Avalinya not Torah. But what is Torah? Torah Bechinas Milmaila Lamata. Torah is from above to below. Which means to reveal Hashem into this world, because the Torah that we learn, this is Hashem's words, the words of Torah, to bring him down milmayla lamata. That is the level of b'chol nafshecha, that it goes down in all of your soul. Da'inu sheyumshech v'yispashit, so that it's extended and it expands b'chol koichas hanefesh, in all the powers of the soul, v'machshava dibur u'maisa, in thought, speech, and action. So that the Torah should go down, thinking Torah, speaking Torah, and then doing the mitzvahs. Nikra isarusa de le'ela, and it's called an arousal of above. What does it mean, an arousal? But we have already the Torah. The Torah is here, the Torah has been given. What does it need, an arousal? Shal yidei zeh me'oirer, because through limud ha-Torah, through the study of Torah, you arouse lemailo above Bechinas Chochmas Yerutzoyne, Hashem's wisdom and will. Because what you're studying is Hashem's wisdom and will, which we call it Chacha, but it's Chakim V'lo B'Chochma Yediya. It's a wisdom, but it's not with the known wisdom. But Sha'atoyreh Chochmas Yerutzoyne is better, because the Torah is God's wisdom and will. Ela Shem Melubashes Binyonim Gashmi. But this is dressed up in physical matters. So basically, Hashem is studying Torah, the level of Chochmah is being aroused to be Mamshich from the level of Chochmah. V'zehu inyan koyre b'Torah. This is the idea that we say that you read in the Torah. Koyre is like Lashon calling. So from the Torah is like the calling from above. So it almost seems that this is also Isurus Tata. Yid learns Torah Milamata, right? And he brings the calling, the Koyre, and he brings the Milamayla, the level of Chochmah. So that seems almost like a level of Isurus Tata, right? But yes, it comes through Limudat Torah, our Limudat Torah, but the conceptually, what is the function of Torah? Torah's function is to bring down the level of Chochmah into the world Mamayla Lamata, as opposed to Tefillah, which is to raise the Mata, to bring her up Lamayla. That is to give us the Ava V'Yira, to make us on the level of closer to Hashem, where the function of Torah is to bring down Hashem into this world. Yes, it's through our Limud HaTorah, but it brings down the Torah into this world.
So it seems like that's a deal he's making here, but it's not a chakim, but a little bit chakma yediyah, that the Torah is lamayla min ha'olam, that you kore the Torah, you bring it down into this world.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that he just wants to caution you, even though we're talking about chakma, we're not talking about the level of chakma as we understand chakma. We're talking chakma soyu tzoynu yizbara. I'm not sure if he's trying to say anything more than that. Okay, so now we have the two levels. So what is the level of b'cholavavacha? That's the level of Abba V'Yira, that is the level of Tefillah. U'v'chol nafshecha, that it should come down in all of your souls, in machshava, dibra ma'isa, in all, that's through Limudat Torah. So levavcha raises you to the top, is melmayla lamata. U'v'chol nafshecha brings down the Torah in all of your activities in lamata. And then you have u'v'chol moedecha, then you have with all your being. Hu inyan hatshuva. That represents the idea of repentance, of tshuva. Ki gedoyla teshuva, for tshuva is great. Shemekareves es ha-geula, because that brings close the redemption. What does it mean? Redemption means, you know, you free yourself from your limitations. Right? What is it? Doyla teshuva shemekareves ha-geula. So in this context over here, it frees from all the limitations that we are talking about, because b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha are still limitations. But the level of teshuva brings the geula, means it takes you out of any boundary, of any limitation. You reach the geula. It says u'me'oid hu loshin ribui, because me'oid means very much. It's a lot. Harbe yeser michdei midosi. Much more than the measure. What does it mean, geula? Geula means to free yourself from your measures, from your limits. That's limitation, right? So that's why me'oidcha is geula, because it goes out of the measures. Ki avaz b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. For the love of b'chol levavcha nafshecha, hu nimshach, that is extended, mispashtus gilui elekusei hashoichen b'tachtonim. That is drawn from the Hispashtus, from the expansion, that God's revelation is Mispashit, that Asherichem B'tachtoinim, which is rest below. So what happens is here, you're still talking about that level of godliness, which is Asherichem B'tachtoinim. But what you're doing is you're expanding that level to go down also Lamata, the person also reached Lamailo. In all ways. But generally, she'ena ela ziva ora bilvad. That is, by definition, it's only a ray and a shine alone. So that's what you're dealing with. K'ma shekosuv, as in the pasuk, v'yotze k'borek chitzoi, that as a lightning, his arrow went out. She'ena l'machshava achas bilvad. It's sort of only one thought. One thought. I mean, that's how less invaluable it is. It's very small. A very small one thought. K'mashikosuf hayoytzer yachad libam. The one who creates together their hearts, meaning all together in one shot. Well, derech Moshe, and by way of example, k'shem shemachshava achas ena nechshavas klum. Just like one thought would be considered nothing, legabe mehusav atzmusu shel ha'odom, relative to the essence and the being of the human being, sheyochel achshav machshavas ein keitz u'mispar, that a person can think thoughts, endless thoughts in number. Sometimes we use the same thing with regards to dibur, that a person can talk endless dibur. Here we're talking about endless machshavas. Kach halachas kama v'kama. So likewise, how much more so? She'ena machshavas zu, machshavas l'klum, is considered to be nothing. Neged atzmus yisbarach, relative to the essence of Hashem. Ki atu koydim shnivra oylam v'atu chulu. Hashem is before and afterwards. Nothing changed for him. So one thought is considered nothing next to Hashem. V'aniya v'aya, loishun nisiyah, Hashem did not change. Meaning, all the creation, all the world, whatever happened, from Hashem's perspective, nothing happened, nothing changed, really. Everything is kilo chashivi, and it's all but. V'chol yimayis oylam hazeh, and all the days of this world, va'olam haba, and the world to come, v'gad den eden atachten, the lower level gan eden, v'el yoyin, v'yimayis ha-mashiach, there's a mashiach, v'tchiyis ha-meisin, eini nechshav etzloi. So relative to Hashem, it's only counted kerega katan, like an instant, a small instance. U'kama shekos mokabachar, as is written elsewhere. V'zu hi, avoydas nitzus ha-neshama, and this is the job of the spark of the soul, ha-mispashet u'mislabish b'guf ha-gashmi. That's the work of the spark of the soul, which expands and dress up in the physical body. That part of within the ziva ha'orev, kiloy kol ha'neshama kulum slabesh b'techa guf. It's not the entire soul. Rak nitzutz. It's only a spark va'orev mimena bilvad, and a ray of it alone shows it. That dresses up in the body. The ikra v'shorsha, the main soul and the root of the soul, nishal lamaylo, remains above b'chinas makiv, in a level of surrounding. But nitzus ha'mispashet lamato, and that spark that expands below, niklar regel, is called the foot legabe b'chinas halyoyna, relative to the upper level shalamaylo, sheniklar b'chinas rosh. That's called the level of head. Machenke b'chinas b'chol meidecho. So in this work, that's for the nitzus. That's with the ray, with what comes in the work. But level chovadecho b'chinas avedas ikir haneshama. That's the service of the main of the soul. B'chinas hareishaba. That's the head of the soul. V'hainu bitl hanefesh b'metzias mamash. That is the subjugation of the soul from its actual existence. L'shtapech al chekoviyo, to pour out into the lap of its father mamash, actually. Because of Hashem's essence, not the ray of Hashem, not that machshava achas, but the owner of the machshava, Hashem Himself, that He is exalted and He's greater to no end. For Himself, you can't say not fill the word not save klam, because He's not in the a definition, he's not in the boundary, he's not limited by the words of Elokim Ashkosu Mokamach. And therefore, that's the union of B'chol Meidecho, that's the union of Teshuvah. The idea of Teshuvah is beyond limitations, that's not connected, it's not bound by the limitations of the Nitzutz HaNeshama in the world, but it's rather, it's a much higher level.
I say, V'hine hazoicha lebchinas ava rabba v'atzuma kazu. Who is the one that merits such a great, powerful love, who ha bal tshuva? That is one who is a bal tshuva returnee. Ki lihiyoy shahoya behepach, since he was on the other side, v'hoy sa nafshe be'eretz tziyeh v'oyif. and his soul was in a parched and tired land. And you cried out, as the Pasuk says, to Hashem. So then it's revealed such a great and powerful love as such. To be the total expiration of the soul. And this is also the meaning. It says, Pare Hikriv. That Pare came close. But Omer Razal and our sages of blessed memory tell us, Hikriv means Shehikriv es libom shel Yisroel avim shabashamayim. He brought the hearts of the Jewish people to their Father in heaven. That means through the other side, through Pare, he is the one that brings them closer because there's a greater Ava Rabbah. That's why this is called very. As our sages, blessed memory, explained the pasuk when it says, "Vine toiv me'oid." The Eibishter saw all that he did. So the sages of blessed memory say that the word "hine toiv" means good. That's talking about the angel of life. What is me'oid? Zemalach hamovis. That's the angel of death. Why is it toiv me'oid? So why is that very good? Sha'al yidei zeh. Because through this, Yisrabe v'yisgadil, chukos ha'ava v'yeser se'es v'yeser os. That way, it's a me'oid through the malach hamovis, through the negative, that increases and makes greater the yearning of ava v'yeser se'es v'yeser os, with more force. With more strength, the Yosef oimetz dveikusay, and he will add intensity to his cleaving to Hashem. Vav, v'zeu, and this is the meaning of smoiloi tachas l'roshi. Through the smoil, it raises the head higher than it was before. Sha'al yidei b'china smoil doiche shoho yeboi mitchilo. Through the smoil doiche which he had from the beginning. Al kein yorim rosh. And that's why the pasuk says, Al kein yorim rosh. He raises his hand. And he's raised in the level of the head shel neshama of the neshama kenal, as said before. And this is the idea of the advantage of the gold over silver that is mentioned in the Tanya. So that is the beginning of the avodah. Smoilu tachas l'roshi. And then you have Yemini Tchabkeini, that's the level of Shuv return. Babchina Shuv Shacharze, the Shuv that follows. Hu Bechinas Yemini Tchabkeini, that is the level of his right hand, Hogsby. She Yeminei Heim Toiro Mitzvahs. Yeminei is right, that's Toiro Mitzvahs, that's the right hand. That is Bechinas. Chesed u'mayim sheyordim memokim gavoya lemokim namuch. That is the level of kindness and water compared to mayim. Torah is compared that go from a high to place to low place. Veheim mechabkim es ha'odom kiderech shemechabek ha'odom es chaverim ma'achoyrov. And they hug the person just like a person would be hugging his friend from his back, and doesn't allow for him to fall. Likewise, by way of example, Torah mitzvahs hem yerdim lebchinas achurayim. They go down to the level of the back, which means liislabish binyonim gashmim, to get dressed up. They dress them up, the Torah mitzvahs, in physical matters. Lehaochas es ha'odom, to hold a person Shaloi yipel, that he shouldn't fall, kishapoine achart filosof la sokov, after his davening goes to his occupation, V'yisur merabah seitoiv. He should be staying away from evil and doing good. Where do they come from? They come from a very high place. The Torah mitzvahs come from a high place. They come from a high place. Tzitzis is Kabbalah's oil malchus shamayim. That is accepting the heavenly yoke is the Kabbalah in tzitzis. The arba parshis shall tefillin. And then you have the four parshas of tefillin. Is keneged chokhma bina v'chesed gevura shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That corresponds to chesed chokhma bina, and also das, but das is split into chesed gevura shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we have the four parshas. Parsha Rishon HaKadosh Li Kol B'Chayr, the first parsha called is remez l'chokhma, that hints to chokhma. Parsha Shnia Kisholcha Bincha Mazis. That's reflection, because mazois, oh, that means that there is a question. Kaima l'shailo, there stands to question. That's bino. Parsha shma mefurish bava hafto. There's clearly a level of ava, and parsha vayim shemoya mefurish bava shomru lachem. So there is definitely the level of yira gvura. Olaza emrim asher kedishonu b'mitzvaysov. That's what we say. Kedishonu b'mitzvaysov. Elsewhere, that is the kedusha through the tzitzis and the tefillin that we put on. V'zehu, this is also the meaning in the pasuk v'har Sinai oshen kuloi mipnei hasher yord la'olav Hashem ba'esh. The mountain of Sinai entirely was smoked up because of the fire that went down. What does it mean, har Sinai? Har Sinai. Amr Razal, our sages of blessed memory, say about the Sinai, Sheyordo Sina La'akum, that descended hatred, the Goyim, hate the that's the Sinai, the name of Sinai. Shehu Bechinas Ra, this is Sina to the Akum, to the Goyim, which is the Ra, Sina to evil. Shehu Bechinas Hara, Bechinas Hara, Shalze Nemar. And on this it says, when it comes to evil, tachlis sino sinesim, total hatred, I hate them. Umoyes bara nimsha, umoyes bara. And he refuses ra. Tachlis sino sinesim, umoyes bara. He hates ra. And how does that take place? That's nimshach mipnei ki yorad Hashem olof. Because Hashem descended upon him. That's where that hatred comes to negativity, is because of the fire of Hashem that's upon him. Sheyorad v'himshech l'mato b'esh, that he descended and brought down in fire. The Eish that brought down the Torah and the mitzvahs in fire. K'me shekosu mimino eish dos lomoy. There is a fiery law that Hashem brought down. That's the Torah. V'hu Lochul al Rosh Rishoyim, and that rests on the head of the evil, which is Kihimas Doinag Mneish Yevedu Goymer. The Pasuk says that they will melt like ice because of the fire, they will get lost. That is the fire of the Torah, which comes down to the Yid. That goes on the head of the Rishoyim, that they disappear, and the Sinai, the Har Sinai, the Shiorot of Hashem, Ba'esh, because of that fire. That's Torah. That of same kol mitzvahs. Similar all the mitzvahs. Hein b'sur me'naim b'asei toiv. Whether it's the mitzvahs to stay away from evil or doing good. U'tzedakah k'neged kulam. And the mitzvah of tzedakah is correspond to all the mitzvahs. And because ki tzedakah t'roimim Goy, because tzedakah raises the nation. Liyeh bechinas chibuk, that you should be in the level of hug. Shelo yiporet v'lo yeshev ocher, it holds you from the back, like he said before. Comes down to the back, that you shouldn't separate, you shouldn't turn back. Like liyeh imoy ponim beponim, but just to be face to face to Hashem, not to turn your back to Hashem. K'meishakosuv Yoyer Hashem Ponov Eilecha V'Goymer, Hashem will shine His face to you, etc. Kamashikosim B'makom Achar is written elsewhere. This is what the Pasuk says, that each one they should give the koifer for them souls when they're counted. Here bifkoid oisom means when they're lacking. Kloimer, asher yipoked v'yichoser pegam ha'oishalahem. You give money, koifer, to substitute bifkoid oisom when they're lacking in things that they're missing. So when the pocket v'yichoser pegam ha'oishalahem, when their ois has been blemished, bifkoid oisom, oisom is the lotion ois, that's the letter. When that is lacking, azay hatikun hu al yidei hatzdokah, then the correction is done through tzedakah. So al yidei zeh mekasher u'mayle nafshlavaya. That's why he, through that, he ties and it brings up the soul to Hashem. By mashkos makamachar al posik su esreshchul gul gil oisom.